Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library is in the studio with us on this beautiful, gorgeous Tuesday afternoon.
It has been fantastic fall.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, you just want to stand outside.
Yeah, and soak in the sun, right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to change, it sounds like, next week again.
Let's not think about that.
All right, we won't.
No.
We want to stay positive.
ignorance is bliss. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Maybe it'll change.
Did you walk over today?
I did.
All right.
Had to.
Yeah, it's nice out.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. My kind of temperatures. I don't like the 90s. I don't like it real hot.
Mm-hmm.
You like it hot?
It's the humidity that gets me.
Yep.
Yeah, I can take a dry heat, but we don't get much of that around here.
Nope.
So yeah, it gets a little uncomfortable.
Yep. All right. Well, spring is here and summer is coming. And what's happening at the Madison Public Library, Lydia?
Well, it's apropos you should bring up summer, because summer reading is what's up. I bet you guessed.
I guess.
Yes. So, yep. Madison, Dawson, and Canby libraries are going to be starting our summer reading programs pretty soon. The kickoff is on Monday, June 3rd. This year's theme is Showtime at Your Library, and we're going to be having some great programs, including a concert, an interactive movie night, and even an art show. So, and that'll also be along with a lot of other little programs where they can come in, do crafts, hear a story time, all kinds of different things. It's many, many weeks of activities planned. Mm-hmm. And then we're also doing drawings. So the grand prizes will be a Barnes & Noble Nook, which participants ages 8 through 18 can enter a drawing for. And for each book that they read, they can put their name in that drawing. So if they read 6 books, they could enter their name 6 times. If they read 30 books, they can enter their name 30 times. So the more you read, the better your chances. So, the Nook works really well with Libby, which is our favorite for our digital library. So, yeah, that'll be really cool. And the kids can stop in and register. We have the forms, or they can go online and register. We have the links on our Facebook pages, so Madison Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN. Or they can go onto our websites, which also have that link. And that is just madison.lib.mn.us. So you just switch out Madison for Dawson, Dawson for Canby, and that'll take you to our websites where you can get that link and register for summer reading. Yeah. We're really excited about it.
Yeah. Most of the kids use that Nook. Or they hold a book. They like holding a book, the younger kids?
It seems to be a 50-50.
Oh, it is a 50-50.
Yeah, okay. A lot of them like to read them on their phones, too, which I do that a little myself, so I can understand. It's always with you, so it's kind of handy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Then meanwhile, in May, of course, we still have lots of things going on. We can't jump all the way ahead to June yet. Madison holds kids' classes every Thursday at 4 p.m. This week, May 16th, we're going to be doing something a little different and welcoming kids and adults to come visit the library between 1:30 and 5:30 p.m. to decorate our sidewalks with chalk. We did that last year and had a lot of fun with it, so no matter your age, you can come over and draw on our sidewalk.
I bet you that gets colorful, huh?
It is. It's really fun to see. Right. And we'll have popcorn and lemonade that people can enjoy out on the sidewalk and make some art.
When is that again?
That's this Thursday from 1:30 to 5:30.
Oh, okay.
You better come put your signature on our sidewalk.
I'll do that. Send me a text. Remind me.
Will do. We'll also be doing 2 crafts this coming Saturday, May 18th at 10:30 a.m. Parents can bring in babies and toddlers to make really cute footprint butterflies on canvas, neat little artwork. And then at 12 noon, we'll be making floral wreaths out of recycled egg crates. This one's more for adults, older teens, because it's a little bit more detailed, but we have everything pre-cut. You can just do the fun part of painting it and gluing it and making it look cool. Both of those crafts you do need to pre-register for. So for the adult craft, call us at 320-598-7938 extension 1. And for the children's craft, it's extension 3. Madison also has a bi-weekly crochet club that meets at 5:30 every first and third Thursday of the month. And Karen, who is our resident crochet expert, is on hand. If you have questions, you get stuck on something, she can come help you out. Canby also has kids crafts. They are held every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, May 15th, they're going to be making DIY chalkboards, and on the 29th, they'll be making a cool little firefly craft out of leftover plastic Easter eggs. Dawson also holds its crafts on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, they're going to be making ice cream cone bird feeders, and on the 22nd, they'll be making friendship pins.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. A lot of activity then.
Many. And of course, that's some of them. We don't have time to go through all of them. So go onto those Facebook pages and see the full listings.
All right, let's find out what the staff at the Madison Public Library is reading.
Yeah, let's plunge right in with Deb. Deb is reading Spooked by Gail Jarrow. On the night of October 30th, 1938, thousands of Americans panicked when they believed that Martians had invaded Earth. What appeared to be breaking news about an alien invasion was, in fact, a radio drama based on H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, performed by Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater Players. Some listeners became angry once they realized they had been tricked, and the reaction to the broadcast sparked a national discussion about fake news, propaganda, and the role of radio. Okay. So don't go starting any panics, Paul.
No, I won't.
No, there's precedent.
Maynard and I kind of drumming up things to do, but that I don't think we could get away with it like they did last time.
Probably not. I think they'd be on Google pretty fast going, I think they're lying. I have been reading The Curse of the Pharaohs, Amelia Peabody, Book 3 by Elizabeth Peters. It's 1892, and Amelia and her now husband, Radcliffe Emerson, have settled down in Victorian England after their escapades in Egypt. They're raising their young son, Ramses, and everything seems normal until they are approached by a damsel in distress. Lady Baskerville's husband, Sir Henry, has died after uncovering what may have been a royal tomb in Luxor. Despite rumors of a curse haunting all those involved in the dig, Amelia and Radcliffe proceed to Egypt and realize that Sir Henry did not die a natural death. Accidents continue to plague the dig, and talk of a pharaoh's curse runs rampant among the group. Amelia begins to suspect that these accidents are caused by a sinister human. But who? Catherine is reading The Unteachables by Gordon Corman. The Unteachables are a notorious class of misfits, delinquents, and academic train wrecks. Like Aldo with anger management issues, Parker, who can't read, Kiana, who doesn't even belong in the class, or any class, and Elaine, the Unteachables have been removed from the student body and isolated in room 117. Their new teacher is Mr. Zachary Kermit, the most burned-out teacher in all of Greenwich. He was once a rising star, but his career was shattered by a cheating scandal that still haunts him. After years of phoning it in, he is finally 1 year away from early retirement, but the superintendent has his own plans to torpedo that idea, and it involves assigning Mr. Kermit to the Unteachables. Karen is reading A Burial at Sea, Charles Lennox Mysteries, Book 5 by Charles Finch. 1873 is a perilous time in the relationship between France and England. When a string of English spies is found dead on French soil, the threat of all-out war prompts government officials to ask Charles Lennox to visit the newly dug Suez Canal on a secret mission. Once he is on board with the Lucy, however, Lennox finds himself using not only his new skills of diplomacy, but his old ones. The ship's second lieutenant is found dead on the voyage's first night, his body cruelly abused. The ship's captain begs the temporarily retired detective to join in the hunt for a criminal. Lots of mysteries in today's list.
Yep.
And Alice is reading The Kite Runner by Khalid Hosseini. Amir is the son of a wealthy Kabul merchant, a member of the ruling caste of Pushtuns. Hassan, his servant and constant companion, is a Hazara, a despised and impoverished caste. Their uncommon bond is torn by Amir's choice to abandon his friend amidst increasing ethnic, religious, and political tensions of the dying years of the Afghan monarchy, wrenching them far apart. But so strong is the bond between the two boys that Amir journeys back to a distant world to try to right past wrongs against the only true friend he ever had. and Kate is reading Heaven by Randy Alcorn. Randy Alcorn invites readers to picture heaven the way scripture describes it, a bright, vibrant, and physical new earth free from sin, suffering, and death. What will heaven be like? Alcorn presents a thoroughly biblical answer based on years of careful study presented in an engaging, reader-friendly style.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a good book. What's that title of that book?
Heaven by Randy Alcorn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'll read that one.
Yeah. All right. Join us in the next reading list, maybe, there you go. And tell us what you're thinking of it.
All right. We'll do that. How can people get a hold of you, Lydia, and where are you located?
Well, we're located at the end of Main Street in Madison as you're going north towards the courthouse. We're on the west side of the street, big brick building on the corner. They can call us at 320-598-7938. And it's extension 1 for the adult desk, extension 3 for the children's desk. Or they can visit us online at madison.lib.mn.us or on our Facebook page at Madison Public Library MN.
All right. Thanks for coming down to the studio today, Lydia, and enjoy your walk back.
Oh, I will.
All right. Soak in that sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library Show.